Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we turn to a small country that's been brewing beer for at least 5,000 years. Scottish beers this week. One of the interesting aspects of Scottish beer is the naming system. The shilling system started to be used sometime in the mid-19th century, and the names were based on the invoice price of ale per barrel. So you might have 60 shilling, a 70 shilling, or an 80 shilling ale. The higher the price, generally, the stronger the beer. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings.
They would go from different levels of shilling all the way up to, I think, the top was like the 160 shilling beer. So this is the premium, the top level. This is sometimes in our, what we call today, the wee heavy. No idea what the history of that is. That might be fun to find out. But the wee heavy is the top of the line. And most times now when people order a Scottish beer, they associate that with the wee heavy. That's kind of the one that has the transported more. They've also in Scotland have what's called the export beer, and those usually would be the higher intensity. But the actual Scottish beers went all the way down into the lower shilling levels or lower ABV levels.
So what's the history of the wee heavy name? Well, I looked it up. According to ScottishBrewing.com, the stronger beers used to be served in small glasses, so it was a wee heavy. Scottish-style beers, both imported from that country and American craft beer versions, are pretty easy to find. Wooden Legs has one on tap right now.
We actually put one out called the Scottish Hero, which is similar to what would be an 80 shilling. The one that people can probably get pretty commonly is called 90 shilling from Odell. People see that nomenclature and they know where that comes from. So our beer is the 80 shilling.
No matter the strength, all Scottish styles have some things in common.
Regardless of the shilling level, a lot of the characteristics are similar in Scottish beers. Scottish beers are known to be quite malty, or at least have a darker malt profile. Some Scottish beers actually carry a smoky profile as well, and that's a byproduct.
Isn't caramelized malt fairly common?
Caramelized malt is fairly common, but even the smoke malt is reminiscent of the Scotch is, you know, an actual Scotch, a peated Scotch. Not to say it's that smoky, but, you know, they would buy grains from the same people that made the malts, so obviously you would have some parallels between those flavors.
There may be other names, but the folks who decide these things recognize three official Scottish styles.
BJCP, for those that remember, this is the Beer Judge Certification Program. This is kind of what at least has been used by homebrewers for a long time as the index for how we talk about
the
beers.
Guideline.
So the Scottish ales, as defined by the BJCP, they actually lump them into three categories. It's the Scottish light, the Scottish heavy, and then, of course, the Scottish export. They've removed the shilling nomenclature.
More on Scottish beer and some major doings at Brookings Liquor Store when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. Ring ding diddle little adio, ring da diddly io.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're taking a look at Scottish beers. Generally malty, rich, and smooth, Scottish-style beers usually go down very easy. If you're looking for a great Scottish-style beer or two, we already mentioned the highly drinkable 90 shilling from Odell. Here's some other suggestions from Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing.
Old Chubb from Oscar Blues is a Scottish-style ale, and that's 8% ABV, and that's a big one. Dark Horse has a Scotty Karate, which is 9.75. I know the guys over in Marshall make a Scottish ale as well, and that has more of a peat smoke to it. Samuel Adams makes a Scotch ale. The thing about what Sam Adams does is it's really well rated, and it's just called Samuel Adams Scotch Ale, and it's actually 5.4, so it's not in the... It's a very good beer if you've had a chance to grab it.
It's very good.
And it's not in the absolute wild high-end.
And if you want a beer from Scotland, you can find Belhaven Beers in South Dakota, as well as those from a relatively small brewery, Tracare House.
That's the oldest inhabited house in Scotland, and they have a brewery in it that on my bucket list of places to visit. It's a fortified, it's not a castle, it's a fortified house, so that it's as castle-esque as you can get and still being Scottish modest. You can get them around here. They're a little hard to find, but
they're not cheap.
No,
they're worth it.
But they are original. I mean, this is brewed in Scotland and bottled in these cute little bottles. I said cute. Look them up online. They're cool little bottles.
They are cool bottles.
Worth saving.
Another Scottish beer worth seeking out with sort of a cult following among beer geeks: Skull Splitter, a wee heavy from Orkney Brewing. It's outstanding. not in South Dakota, but some Minnesota liquor stores stock it. Coming up at Woodlegs now, they'll have a game on and a growler special for this Sunday. Must be something going on.
For those of you that still can't get Fox at your homes, we will have the Super Bowl on the TV here. I think it is on Fox still, and I think there is still some great debate on how to get that at your house. So we'll have it on down here. For those of you who want to come down and join us, for those of you that are hosting parties, we're going to do a growler fill special as well. So come down, and I think we're going to do the buy two, get one free. So be able to get the fill up three growlers for the price of two. And if you look at the chalkboard, we've got a whole lot of good beers on there.
Now let's head to Brookings Liquor Store, where beer guide Drew Eklund has some great news for craft beer fans. A bigger selection will soon be here.
February 7th, it's happening. Everything's getting moved around. We're going to make the entire back area of our cooler shoppable. All the 12 packs are getting pushed back to the back, so we'll have more room for new breweries and more of our existing breweries, so a lot bigger selection than what we already have. It's going to be awesome.
Well, there's just so much new stuff always coming to South Dakota.
Yeah, there's Atwater, Stone, a couple more. They just keep coming in. Rather than, you know, pushing out breweries to make room for new ones, we'd like to just expand, and that's what we're doing.
New stuff at the liquor store include a couple of world-class IPAs, including one on tap for your growler fills.
Surly Abrasive Ale, 20 cents an ounce. This is a world-class oatmeal double IPA. This West Coast-style IPA is very hop-forward, with flavors of grapefruit, mango, and pine. The malted oats add some sweetness to balance it out. At 20 cents an ounce, it's a great deal. New package beer, Bell's Hop Slam is here, finally.
First time in South Dakota.
Yes.
This year.
Awesome, awesome beer. $17.99 for the six-pack. It's a limited-release, dry-hopped double IPA. The price comes from the quality and the quantity of the ingredients and the complexity of the brewing process. I think there's like six different hop varieties in there.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.